ever saw George W. Bush give a speech where he conceded that, you know, these decisions aren't that simple.
He had better speechwriters at this time. I don't know what happened to the first term speechwriters, but certainly they weren't working on this speech. I mean, this speech, in my view, if you compare this speech to his the speech he gave in Cairo in 2009 or his Nobel Prize speech, you see a kind of almost total rejection of the civil rights tradition that, that President Obama supposedly came out of, a total rejection of any kind of these ideas of a kind of peaceful transition, of a kind of trying to work with the fellow people in different nations, and just an embrace of total militarism. And the reason I say this is because that speech to me was essentially agreeing with President Bush and Vice President Cheney that we're at, in this sort of neoconservative paradigm, that we're at war with a jihadist threat that actually is not a nuisance, but the most important threat we are facing today. It is a complete, in my view, a complete rejection of what John Kerry said, and I said, an embrace of militarism.
He says
that many multiple things.
I agree. It's complex, but I mean,
complex, but he enshrines. Look, the two key things that I took away from that speech is that Obama has enshrined the two most radical principles of the Bush doctrine. The first is, he got rid of torture and sort of got rid of extraordinary rendition, but enshrines targeted assassination. At the same time, he doesn't apologize for he won't apologize for the scandal in Benghazi. He won't apologize for the IRS is a few bad apples, and he says no, the AP and spying on journalists is okay. So he enshrines killing people and spying on journalists as the two major tenets of his national security state. I think this is outrageous.
I don't agree with what Michael said. I'm just going to be blunt about it.
I read your piece. It was essentially, you know, talking points from the White House. It was stenography. And you know, I mean, look, I did your work, and I've you know, read it in the past as a colleague, but I was not impressed with the piece that we were sent around by the producers.
Well, wait, let's let Perry explain what you said before you say we're not impressed with it. Let's hear it.
Well, I can say it. I read it.
Well, let's hear it first.
I guess, I'll go into detail here. There were two parts of that speech, I thought. There was one where the president was trying to redefine where the war on terror is going. It's winding down. He's trying to talk about drones. The part that I didn't agree with you in terms of, like, comparing it to Bush was, I thought the speech showed a lot of ambiguity about the president's views about it, which is not
exactly
the same. George W. Bush didn't have a lot of ambiguity about the war on terror. This is a speech very much about, he's trying to sort of talking out loud, as Steve said, here are my views. He kept saying over and over again, this is a just war, but it should be limited. We should look at ways to wind it down, change it. He doesn't like the drone program himself, is what I sort of heard in the speech. While the policy, I agree with you, has not changed that much, but there was certainly an ambiguity about it. There was certainly a weariness about the policy itself that I think was important to note here.
This is also after 4 years of not only escalating the war in Afghanistan, where he said 150,000 troops, so he did try the whole occupation thing, but he also exponentially increased the number of drone strikes. He's defending murdering an American 2 years later. I mean, there's an absurdity to this whole discussion.
Yeah, I keep saying there's a lot here. And there's a lot in the speech, and he definitely has escalated drone attacks. We also have the drone attack, the numbers are coming down. That doesn't mean that he has ruled them out, and we can talk about that. But one thing that I think is a change in Omar that he laid out in this speech was a real clear commitment to shut down Guantanamo. And I know we've heard that before, but he laid out, you know, he has talked about assigning somebody from the Defense Department.